communities, we can secure federal properties and protect law enforcement officers.
Acting Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox and Friends. Hurricane Isaias is bearing down on the Bahamas and could threaten the eastern seaboard early next week.
The system will be close enough where anybody along the east coast of Florida, from South Florida all the way up going into the northeastern states, should be paying attention to this during the next couple of days.
Meteorologist Dennis Feltkin with the National Hurricane Center. America's listening to Fox News.
Today is July 31st, Mutts Day. Celebrate those lovable mixed-breed mongrels like the Labradoodle, the Cockapoo, the Puggle, and whatever you call a mix between a bulldog and a Shih Tzu. Have a great Mutts Day.
We have a film on Mutts coming up in just a moment, but first let's get Rich's forecast at 8:02.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to monitor the tropics over the next few days and the future progress of Tropical Storm Isaias. In the meantime, a pretty routine forecast with scattered random afternoon and evening storms today. High temperature in the lower 90s, heat index near 100. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, those afternoon and evening storms will be widely scattered in nature. Some towns will get completely skipped. Other towns will get a really nice downpour. High in the low to mid 90s, triple digit heat indices both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Brant will join us for the opening bell around 8:30. Things are looking good so far today. Jesse,
yes,
is too young. You missed, you're a digital baby, so you missed out on the era of films in school when the glamour gig for a high school freshman was to be on the audiovisual team and to wheel up this giant projector and thread a film through and run it for a class. Some of those are still left over. Just take them to Dan Black and get them converted, right?
Yep.
50% off on your camcorder videos through the end of today, 2796036. But here's an old school film on how Mutts Day came to be.
It's National Mixed Breed Day, or National Mutt Day. Look, there's a Chihuahua mixed with a Great Dane. Wouldn't you have liked to see how that was made possible? There's Benji, a mixed breed found in the Burbank Animal Show. He's a movie star. And now he's doing butt wheelies on the carpet. Hey, there's the dog that played Old Yeller. He was a Labrador Retriever mixed with a Mastiff. Look, he's lifting his leg and doing his business on the actor's leg. Looks like someone's going to need a costume change. Remember to go to a shelter and rescue a mixed breed dog today.
Good idea. Celebrate Mutts Day.
Who's ready?
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. The team has selected a conundrum, and here it is. If you think you know the answer, call 272-9228. You'll also qualify for our grand prize drawing, which is about 50 shopping minutes away. And a study found that men that have one of these will earn 25% more than men who don't. Men that have one of these will earn 25% more than men who don't. 272-9228 is our number for your guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need to give a hint.
Well, I don't have one.
My hint would be they earn that 25% more and then turn right around and spend it. So, with one of these, they'll earn 25% more, but then it goes away rather quickly.
All right, 272-9228 for your guest. We'll line up some calls while we're checking in our local news with CBS 8.
From
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 1,600 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total number of confirmed cases is now over 83,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. Governor Kay Ivey has announced a $50 million grant program to support nonprofit and faith-based organizations that have been financially impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Grants of up to $15,000 are available to organizations that apply. And State Representative Will Dismukes has resigned from his church position. Dismukes resigned from his pastor position at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Prattville after intense backlash over a photo of him celebrating an early leader of the KKK. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, Will.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
All right, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. We are ready to take some calls on the conundrum. And again, men who have one of these will earn 25% more than men who don't. And we start with Lee, who was the first one. And Lee, what you think?
I think it's a wife.
A wife? Yes.
They have a wife. Make more money.
Winning.
That's it.
Good work, man. Nice job. Yeah.
Very nice.
Of course, if you end up leaving, she'll get your 25%.
Even after you left.
Yeah. She'll get more than 25%.
I think the reason, when you have extra responsibility, you're really more incentivized, you know, to try and do whatever you can to keep building your income because you have
more. Yeah, and I also think you can also share some of that responsibility away from work. It's not all on you. You know, you've got somebody else that you can depend on so you can really focus on your career.
This good point. I wish I had been bright enough to think of that on my own. Unfortunately, I am not. Hang on. You are also in our end of the week grand prize drawing. Anthony, good morning to you. We did get a winner. What was your guess going to be?
I was going to say a wife or a girlfriend, yeah.
Awesome. Good deal. So this was a good conundrum question.
Well, yeah, it was easy. It was easier than some of your others.
Has that been true in your life?
Yeah. 50-50.
Thank you. And Debbie, good morning to you. We have a winner, but you are in our end of the week grand prize draw.
Good morning. Those guys stole my answer.
They stole it, didn't they?
I'm sorry.
Yes. Darn.
Actually, I was going to say family because, you know, kids take up a lot of money, too.
Yes.
This is true. Yes. So this is definitely true.
Of course, unless you're earning a living, a decent living, it's hard to find a wife. What woman wants a loser to, you know... Unemployable.
Some people would know that more than others, wouldn't they? They've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, it's just a matter of, do you love each other? Do you love your family? And are you happy?
Or do you make enough money?
Or that's true, too. Yes.
That'll make it for me people happy.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, you are in our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing that we'll be doing here in about probably 45 minutes or so. So, thanks for calling in.
Exciting. Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Here's a romantic story. A ring that slipped off the finger of a girl in Maine while she was planting a garden 9 months ago. Guess where she found it?
Around a carrot.
Garlic.
Garlic.
Yeah, Madison Cooper, age 12, said she lost the ring while planting garlic at the Chowonki Foundation.
Chowonki?
That is, yeah, Chewonki, Chewonki.
That's what I call a fat chihuahua. He's a little Chowonki.
He's a little Chowonki thing there.
He's a little chunky Chowonki.
You would love Lincoln.
The ring had been a gift to her grandmother from her late grandfather. Perry said was given the ring after her grandfather's death. So it had a real powerful emotional attachment. They never thought they'd see the ring again. But 9 months later, a Chewonki Foundation outdoor educator named Hannah Marshall was harvesting the garlic and spotted something shiny on one of the plants. And she said she was shocked to see it was a ring wrapped around the plant.
Amazing. But that's also why people do not wear your jewelry while planting.
Good idea. anyway, there's some other great stories here that we will have in stupid news coming up in just a minute or two. But first, today at 11.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow. Don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's July 31st, the greatest day ever. On the 31st of July, 1897, Thomas Edison patents the kinetoscope, the first ever movie projector. Edison, however, found it difficult to demonstrate his invention, as most people said, nah, I'll just wait till it comes out on Netflix. Have a great July 31st, the greatest day ever.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Some of the joy out of Friday, I'm asking. Because when Friday rolled around, you say, hey, going to the Biscuits game tomorrow night, or any number of other things that we can't do this year.
Yeah.
So, unless you really need the day off, I've been enjoying working Saturday mornings because it's something to look forward to. Hanging out with people that are fun. Rosie, Eddie, and Seth tomorrow morning, 6 to 8:30.
Have a movie to go to, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Your summer blockbuster season.
Nothing.
Dead.
So they I know they had things scheduled. So what are they doing with all these films? They're just holding them back? They're going to release them all at once?
They're holding them back. I remember the first one that was I don't want to say oddly postponed, but what's his name? Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm. Bond movie.
Yeah. He was doing Saturday Night Live to promote the Bond film coming out. But that week, at some point in that week, they pushed the film back from, I think it was supposed to open in, I think this was in March or something.
Yeah.
It was supposed to open in that weekend or April, and they moved it to November, which, you know, maybe.
Don't you think, I get an email from the Capri Theater every week that tells you how many weeks they've been closed. I think it's 20. This week is their 20th week. So think of all the movies that have not been released. Why don't they... What was the one film they put on a pay-per-view? It was a Disney film that was big. And they made a ton of money. Why not just...
Are you talking about Trolls?
Was that it?
That was a Universal film. That was supposed to come out in theaters, but it went straight to... directly to video on demand at home, and it did amazingly well.
Why don't they just do that? I mean, people, if the theaters are closed, I'm sure people would pay, you know, for the video on demand, I would think, until the theaters can reopen. Some will never.
Because if, here's the reason why. You buy it at home, you spend $20.
Yeah.
What do you think the rental price should be, like $20?
On a new film?
Uh-huh.
Should
it be the price of a ticket? Should it be a little bit more? What's the deal? I'm just asking for a price, because then I'm going to tell you, you know, the reason why they still won't do that.
$10.
$10 for a rental? Okay. Because at $10, I can come over to your house and watch it. Rich can come over to your house and watch it. Jesse can come over to your house and watch it. Your wife can watch it. You go to the theater. You got to pay. I got to pay. Rich got to pay. Jesse got to pay. Your wife got to pay.
Everybody got to pay.
Everybody got to pay.
And so that's the reason that they're a little bit more reluctant to, like, okay, but...
Yeah, but you know what Hollywood did not include in that equation? That you never go anywhere.
Right, exactly.
He doesn't go to anybody's house.
Why is that?
Also, putting it out there on video on demand like that also puts it in the hands of... people who can then
pirate it,
take it and put it on the internet, and people can just download it without even paying for it. So again, there's something to be said. There's also a theater experience, you know.
Theater with surround sound. Of course,
screen,
I have not been to,
you know,
Rich's house for this amazing surround sound experience.
And it's good, but it won't come close to like sitting in
the theater with
theater with a big giant screen
and the popcorn and the Coke that you pay too much for.
Oh, I don't even talk about the concession part.
You have to go to Rich's house and see a submarine movie. So because the way his
you sound like the pilot in Airplane. Have you ever been over to Rich's house for a submarine movie?
No, I have not.
I mean, he's got this...
Please do tell.
This video wall, which if you're not prepared can give you seizures because there's like 13 screens with... Some are just devoted to weather, too, with radar, and he's got all this cool stuff. But what was the movie that...
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide. Great movie. But the way the sound travels, you know, on a real home theater system is the same way it travels in a theater with surround sound. But it's much closer. It's much more intimate.
Close proximity. You felt like you were on that submarine.
I felt some of those torpedoes were going through me. You know, it was pretty interesting. And Chase just hides because it's all too real. The dog can't deal with it.
He's like, I'm with the guy.
I'm getting a video from a number of people. One of the things that's really frightening about this coronavirus is doctors have made attempts to speak out publicly at Capitol Hill and other places.
And they're being censored.
They're being censored. They're being pulled. Doctors.
And now they're pulling hydroxychloroquine off of the shelf in Ohio.
They changed that yesterday. Idiot governor in 24 hours reversed it.
Good, because I bet he did, because they knew they were about to have lawsuits out the wazoo.
Yep. And I'm getting this one video in particular. Dr. Darrell Morris is with Shelby Joe Morris. Do you mind if I give this a quick listen?
Let's give it a listen.
She looks, we had a great, put it on Facebook yesterday. I'll find it and I'll direct you to it in just a second. I urge you, it's a Tampa doctor. That one is a Tampa doctor who is literally at wit's end with the whole hydroxychloroquine thing, not understanding why they are not allowing them to prescribe it on a preventive basis.
Because it works and it messes up the Pfizer and all of their stockholders, such as Fauci and all them. It messes every bit of their money flow up.
Big vaccine. So having received this from for six people just today alone, this must be getting a lot of play. So let's see. All you got to do is get the volume up.
Dad, Dr. Daryl R. Morris II, D.O., he has some things he would like to share and bring attention to in regards to how politics is affecting the medical world right now.
Yeah, there are three things right now mainly politicized in this, especially during this coronavirus pandemic situation. One is here in Florida, they've already exposed 40 or more labs that are doing COVID testing that are in fact faking the results. They're reporting 100% positive result ratios, which is just statistically impossible. Two of the labs that have already been audited, it turns out instead of 100% positives, they were coming out at less than 10% positive. So these this is political, ridiculous motivation, insurance fraud. There's all kinds of illegality going on here. One of the other points I'd like to touch on is in Florida here, they're reporting that we don't have enough hospital beds, and this is completely not true as well. What happened is a few months back, the hospitals here had massive layoffs because they were slow and business was just slow. And due to not being able to do elective procedures and things like that. And so they are running many of them at 50 to 60% staffing capacity. And the real stats are that there are more than enough beds. What there is not enough staff. So they may be full to capacity based on the number of staff members they have working, but they don't have a full staff working. So those numbers are being manipulated as well. And lastly, regarding the treatment of COVID-19, yesterday and the day before, there were many doctors who had a press conference in Washington, D.C. about their successful treatment of the virus. One particularly has treated over 300 patients in the Houston area with diabetes, hypertension, and COVID positive, and with massive success treating with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and the protocol with Zithromax, which is having good success in many practices across the country. But physicians are being shouted down, and the media is not carrying it because it's not the mantra of what turns out to be the left media. It is clearly a hit on trying to hit on the president here. And those videos showing those physicians who were having successful treatment with that protocol has now been deleted from Twitter and Facebook, which you all probably know are left-leaning organizations. And that's just censorship and restricting the information flow in the United States.
So my question, I've got two questions. So on his topic of the massive layoffs, since they were not allowed to have elective procedures.
Right.
Okay, so each time a hospital reports a positive COVID test, they receive money. So whether or not you have to be hospitalized for it or not, they're going to say you're positive so they can get the money.
The guaranteed payment.
And then, okay, so at that point, why are you not hiring back your staff to do a job when there is a global pandemic, not just national,
yeah.
It's a global pandemic? I think at that point, the hospital should be held accountable for any deaths or anything like that because they're operating under less than sufficient conditions.
You know, when they restricted elective surgeries, I thought they were talking about, you know, facelifts and things like that.
No, they're talking about knee surgeries or anything.
Cancers.
Carpal tunnel, anything like that.
All kinds of stuff. This should have the American public absolutely livid. And these doctors, God bless them for coming out and having the guts. Because you know how the government can be. They
can just shove it down your throat and say, oh, here it is.
Look what they did with businesses in places that said, no, this closing is not constitutional. I'm going to defy your order. Well, so they pulled a business license.
And then at that point, you're just like, okay, so we're back on the black market. So kind of back to the prohibition days. But, okay, my next point there, too, is, okay, you want to take something off that is actually beneficial to your own people and is something that is proven to work, but you're going to censor it on Twitter and Facebook, but yet you've got rioters complaining that there's federal officers in Portland, and they're saying, it's against our free speech rights. Well, so is this.
It is.
Censoring people's stuff.
They're killing people with this.
Yes, and it's my, again, personal opinion on it, it's biological chemical warfare, and they are weeding out the people that definitely don't fit their agenda.
And guess what? That would be me.
That would be you.
I'm so glad that you are engaging on this topic. This is, look, it's tomorrow is August 1st. We thought this is going to be a couple of months of inconvenience and things will get back to normal, and it's not happening. And one reason it's not is because, I mean, I can understand. I can't. We shouldn't censor anything. All opinions should be out there so people can decide.
For themselves.
But to censor doctors who are putting their livelihoods on the line to try and get this message out is beyond outrageous. Well, just beyond outrageous.
And what's terrible about the whole deal is, and you know, you and I've talked several times off the air about this, about at what point did we as a nation lose the ability to think for ourselves and research on our own instead of taking things at face value? You know, again, I've said it before and I'll say it again, believe nothing of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Yeah.
If you want the truth about it, you better dig and do your own research, because I'm here to tell you, these quote-unquote fact checkers and all of this on Facebook,
they're nothing. That's the biggest pile of garbage.
Exactly.
Fact checkers.
And
look at what they shaded out. The video I put up yesterday, which is of a doctor with an 8,000 patient practice in Tampa, well qualified to comment.
They probably removed it.
No, they shaded
false information, saying false information.
Yeah,
no.
That's censorship.
Crock of bull. So there's our free speech. To the rioters, Portland, Oregon, and all of the governors or mayors who are crying over the federal government stepping in to protect its people in the cities, get over it.
Really? Notice, though, that is only happening in areas that tend to lean that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they won't come
down.
What
I don't understand is now they tried it in another city in Oregon. You get away from Portland, and not everybody is Portland.
Yeah,
And they were shagged out of there very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this only in places where the local
they can get away from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
amazing.
They can get by and get a slap on the wrist and say, here you go.
Let's see who deserves a slap on the wrist for bad driving this morning.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had the report of an accident a little earlier at Perry Hill Road and Atlanta Highway. An injury involved in that accident. Please use caution there. Could be still some police and emergency vehicles on the scene. Around the boulevard, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic. A little congestion at the major intersections. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. But both interstates are very busy this morning. Buckle up. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. Fall classes begin August 14th at Trenum State. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links for online new student enrollment and returning student registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Most of us have not been driving as much as usual, so please pay more attention, as some drivers may be a bit rusty. Should you have the need, dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Can we have some fine dining music, please? And now here's Jay Scott.
Wonderful dining can be had at the Seafood Bistro. Nice. I went there yesterday. I did their curbside thing, which I haven't done before. Mostly when I go there, I pull into a space. I get out, go inside, wear my mask, talk to Paul, put my order in or whatever.
That'd be Paul.
Don't! Yeah. But I did not on this one. I pulled into one of the numbered parking spaces. One of the ladies came out, took my order right there, paid for it right there, went inside. I rolled my window back up with the air conditioning on. And then she came out a little bit later with my meal, gave it to me. All done. Drove back to the station. I did get the Cajun cheese curds. again. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I broke free from that and got my shrimp and grits earlier this week, and I thought, gonna go get my cheese curds. So that's what I did. You can go by the Seafood Bistro when they open up at 11 a.m. and sit down and eat if you would like to, or do what I did yesterday. Just pull into one of the parking spaces there that are numbered. They'll take your order and you'll have it. You can order it ahead of time and pick it up. You can have it delivered using one of the delivery apps on your phone. Any of that can be done. Check out the entire menu on those apps if you would like to, or go to theseafoodbistro.com where the whole menu is there for you to browse and put in an order online, or give them a call, 279-7500, when they open up at 11. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can dine in. So keep that in mind. It's the Seafood Bistro. Make a weekend of it if you'd like to, because they also do wings if you've got something planned going on, even if it's just by yourself. They open up at 11 a.m. today, tomorrow, Sunday, in fact, every day. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, we have some calls. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
cookie.
Yeah, Jesse got to pick the winning word today. Wing Finger's winning word means sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. We will ask you to be caller number 7 at 272-9228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in dining, Wing Fingers, in the RSA headquarters building downtown. Wing Fingers for two. You can do those a whole bunch of different ways. Crinkle cut fries, gooey fries, beverage, and climate control parking free cookie is your word. And they do have sizable cookies.
Awesome cookies.
All right. Couple of calls real quick here, and then Brent's going to be here for the opening bell. Austin, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Doing good.
I don't know where I want to start, but I think I'll just start here since I'm not a medical doctor yet. I received two emails yesterday from my school. I go to HBCU in Alabama, and they are requiring that every student take a COVID test.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're requiring everybody to do that before they come back to school, and it has to be done in a 2-week period. So if you don't get it within 2 weeks, you don't go back until you get it, and then you quarantine for 2 weeks after that. Then you can come back to campus.
God.
And I think they've kind of made it, not just for my school, but a couple of other colleges around the state. And my theory on it is that I feel like they're going to use that number to inflate the numbers even more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They inflated the
thing worse than it is. Because,
right. When I talk to some of my mom's medical friends, they tell me all the time that that number doesn't really mean anything. You know what I mean? Just because they're confirmed cases doesn't mean it's critical. It's not bad. They're not looking at that number. And if anything, they argue that that's already herd immunity. I mean, when you have more than 80% of the people that go get tested not even know they have it, but it comes back positive. I mean, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't, I don't, I don't, I don't agree with it. I'm going to get it done, but I don't agree with it. And I think that they're going to use that as another means to inflate the numbers.
It's all political, man. All of it. It's political mm-hmm. to the max. Good luck with your situation. Appreciate the call. Scott?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good.
I'm a little bit behind, but I just want to know who is paying these hospitals the money for the positive reports and the deaths and all that.
We are. Federal government.
Yeah.
The federal government is actually the...
And if, okay. if let's say somebody falls off a building, dies from their injuries, they can be listed as a COVID death.
They're COVID death.
And they're not required to test.
But we are,
to prove it.
As human beings. We, yeah. You know, if we're alive and having to go on with our life to actually make a living, we're required to have a test, but not the deceased that did not die from the yeah. virus.
All right. Well, that just don't make sense that the government's
No, none of this does, which is why when I get, and thank you for the call, I'm getting these videos from doctors who are trying to overcome media censorship. I never thought I'd see the day. You'd think if anybody would have no trouble getting their message out without Facebook, some genius right. on Facebook masking. It's crazy.
One good news that we do have is Brant's here.
Yeah, opening bell has rung. We got to get our bell tuned. Hey, Brant.
Hey. Good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, it would be nice to see some optimism on the market today.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, yesterday when you and I were talking in the afternoon, I was highlighting the powerful earnings that we got from Amazon, Apple, Facebook. Yeah. Now, Google had some issues, but my goodness gracious, this morning I've been watching and listening to the commentary from the research community on Amazon. Many out there are saying this is quite possibly the greatest quarterly report ever in history by any company anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really impressive, I have to say. I mean, the earnings per share estimate was somewhere like, I guess, $1.50 or something to that effect. They reported over $10 a share in earnings.
Wow.
That's how big the difference was. But, you know, it was pretty impressive, I have to say. I mean, Amazon, you think about the scalability. Think about what they had to do when the entire United States of America, every consumer, was getting their food, whatever it was you needed, from Whole Foods or from their distribution warehouses that right. were being shipped to the home. That's where everyone was getting everything. In Amazon's scalability, the fact that they hired 175,000 workers to come and meet the demand, the fact that they kept costs under control, it just is, it's just really breathtaking. It's pretty obvious that's where a lot of consumer spending went. There's no doubt.
So, yeah, the day looks generally up. The next week will be interesting because we'll have unemployment numbers. I thought it was today, but it's a week from today. And we'll
That's right, yeah.
We'll start seeing a more definitive picture of what the second quarter was like. But if there's big news today, we hope you'll join us this afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be monitoring how the market trades. As a matter of fact, if you take Apple and Amazon out of this and Facebook, you know, the market's down pretty big today. It really is. I mean, because the rest of the market is not trading well, but these three are trading so well that the markets are slightly up. I know it's crazy, but that's what I'm saying. When you see these indexes, sometimes it can be masked.
Yeah.
You know, what's really going on. But anyway. We'll see. I think we'll have a pretty good day today. We'll probably trade about like we are now and ride into the weekend and see what it looks like on Monday.
All right, my friend.
Sounds
Thank
great.
You so much for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Become managerial with your money. Get with Brant. Meet his team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Get a plan going for your future so the next time we have a situation like the one we're still living through, you'll have a fallback option and you won't be quite as nervous. The number is 387-0094. For Brant and the Brain Trust at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to monitor the tropics over the next few days and the future progress of Tropical Storm Isaias. In the meantime, a pretty routine forecast with scattered random afternoon and evening storms today. High temperature in the lower 90s, heat index near 100. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, those afternoon and evening storms will be widely scattered in nature. Some towns will get completely skipped. Other towns will get a really nice downpour. High in the low to mid 90s, triple-digit heat indices both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Rich. Hey, 42. Andy, good morning to you.
Hey, Greg. How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Your last caller talking about who's paying for the hospitals and stuff. Let me ask you this question, though. All right, let's say I got Blue Cross and Blue Shield insurance. I get sick. I go in the hospital. I got full-blown COVID. They're going to drain my insurance for as much as they possibly can, okay? I'm a walking ATM machine when I go in there. Once they know I got Blue Cross and Blue Shield, okay, and then I die, okay, and then they go collect money on top of that. Aren't they double dipping?
Sounds like it. You know, I think this was again like the overpayment on unemployment, where people were making more money sitting home than they were at the job they had or lost.
Yeah.
The rush to make sure, hey, don't hesitate to go get tested because we'll pay for it. Yeah, I agree. There's probably, when we're talking about the billions and billions of dollars that have been committed to making sure people can get access to treatment for this, there's no doubt there's going to be abuse. There always is. That's a great
Here's the case, the situation with this. There's no checks and balances that we have, that general public have on these hospitals. And if you ever look, it's impossible to sue a hospital in the state of Alabama or a doctor the way things are laid out now. It's impossible. So they basically have a free ride to do whatever they want to do with you or your loved one once they get sick and go in there with the word COVID attached to their name.
Yeah. Crazy, man. There's so many different spokes to this wheel. It's hard to keep up with it all. Thank you for the call. But I do want you to watch these doctor videos. Well, Facebook will let you. Especially the one we played on the air this morning, and I just put on my page in case you missed it. Dan Black Studios wants you to know 50% discount on camcorder videos, family memories, weddings, who knows, even shows. They are willing to transfer those to a permanent format for you at 50% off. Call them at 279-6036. 279-6036. Anything that predates the digital era, all of those formats begin to die, literally from the day you get them. So if you have 8mm, 16mm films, photographs, slides, any of those things, get them to Dan Black Studios so they can preserve those before they degrade further. Because you don't want to... You may still have a slide projector that works, and you may stay able to... But one day you'll put that slide in, and it'll be a colorful blur because the detail will be gone. So before that day comes, get with Dan Black and get it done. 279-6036 or visit danblackstudios.net.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
It's a nice Friday on the roads out there. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Just a little bit of congestion on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown. Around the boulevard, we're light to moderate. The 31s are fairly light to moderate right now, and we have no accidents into us to pass along. Keep up the good work. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Most of us have not been driving as much as usual, so please pay more attention, as some drivers may be a bit rusty. Should you have the need, dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you love pumpkin spice and love everything flavored with pumpkin spice, you're in for a treat. We've taken your regular pumpkin spice to the next level. Introducing pumpkin spice flavored pumpkin spice. That's right. No coffee, no M&Ms, no ice cream, no pancakes, no food or drink product whatsoever. We've just added more pumpkin spice to pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice, pumpkin spice. Available now in the pumpkin spice aisle for people too lazy to measure their own cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice.
Isn't that nice to know that your pumpkin spice, Starbucks, by the way, wanted you to know that the pumpkin spice latte will be back this fall.
Yay!
Your pumpkin spice?
I like pumpkin spice lattes. Now, you know, I have to be in a mood for one, but when I am in the mood and it's that cool, crisp fall morning, it does kind of warm the soul a little bit.
That's a chick thing, Jay.
What? Warming of the soul is a chick thing?
No, the pumpkin spice part of it.
The pumpkin spice latte? I'm good for about one per season. Maybe two.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
I don't have like 200 in the fall, but I'm like, you know, about once a week when I was at Auburn, I'd get one.
For me, so I go to Seattle a lot, and I'm not going this year, obviously, but I go to Seattle a lot.
There won't be much to go there to if they keep it up.
Which there's a ton of, there's Starbucks everywhere in Seattle. And so every day there's one in my hotel. So when I go down to the lobby, I can just grab a Starbucks as I head out. And all I ever get, and it's the quickest, I'm the fastest one in line, I'm probably the easiest one to deal with, is I want your dark roast with room for cream and sugar, please. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want your fancy thing with the non-fat and the thing, cream, whip, whatever.
Yeah, could you write my name in caramel on the whipped cream?
Well, they don't even use your name, man. They do it and then hand it to you over the counter because that's all they have to do.
Yeah.
They don't even need your name. You don't have to sit there and wait for it. It's just...
Jay, did you ever get their unicorn drink?
No or yes?
They
had
the unicorn. It was like the unicorn fairy princess
I remember
drink
that
thing. Greg would have loved it.
I don't think I did.
The
unicorns?
They always do something special whenever I go to Seattle because it's tied into a gaming convention. So they always have something like, here, get the Mario or the Luigi. And it's, you know, the Mario thing's like a red drink and the Luigi thing's a green drink or whatever. Just they're capitalizing on how many gamers are going to be around the area and trying to sell to them.
Marketing
at its
finest.
I still never get it. Give me a dark roast, I'm good.
By the way, no need for Morning Brew nominees. Go to my Facebook page. The NBA gets it. All this time, hoping for a big tune-in, and the first thing they do is... And by the way, the NBA is one league that has a rule that you must stand for the national anthem.
Oh, so they all just got fired.
I'm sure. Nobody stood, not even the referees. So, for me and anybody else who might have been interested, you know...
That's the problem. Nobody suffers a consequence anymore, except for the law-abiding citizen.
Yeah. So, anyway, NBA.
Screw off.
In baseball, I'm getting close with you. First thing I want to see, Aaron Judge's home run in Baltimore last night. I want to see how far it went. Instead, I see Aaron Judge and a whole bunch of other players giving me a lecture on Black Lives Matter. That's not why I'm watching baseball. Okay. Shall we get our final traffic update?
Yes.
Then we'll have the big grand prize drawing.
Then we'll have the chips. I've got them. I'm getting them ready.
All right.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are settling into a Friday workday pattern around the city. Right now, we have light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. Light to moderate traffic around the boulevard. The 31s have eased up just a bit, dumping cars into Montgomery. Atlanta Highway, light to moderate. The only real congestion we have in the city right now is on Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway. And it is congested from Atlanta Highway all the way over past East Chase. Buckle up, drive carefully this morning. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Most of us have not been driving as much as usual, so please pay more attention, as some drivers may be a bit rusty. Should you have the need, dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years. Quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Wind Creek's Alabama Casinos are back, and the winning is electric. To get in on the action, walk up at any time. But with reduced capacity, you might have to wait if we're busy. You can skip the lines by making a reservation or by booking a hotel room. So walk up if you're feeling lucky. But for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation. Book yours today on the Wind Creek app at windcreekcasino.com or by calling 866-946-3360.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young man, you've been working all week.
my speed beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now.
Afternoon on Happy Hour, we may just go a little bit this afternoon.
We're bringing Happy back.
There's a whole, yeah, I'm trying, but we're news talking. There's been news to talk about.
That's quite irritating.
It's killing me, to be honest. It really is. It's killing me. About
Should
the
we?
Most overrated TV shows of all time. Off the top of your head, what would you pick?
The most overrated TV shows?
Because one of the shows on the list is one I know you used to watch regularly.
The most overrated TV shows.
Tiger King.
That's a good one.
God.
I think it more lines of produced.
Right, something on like regular TV.
The headlong
like,
run.
Not like
yeah.
Netflix.
Oh,
or
okay.
Like that. Yeah.
Tiger King.
God, Grey's Anatomy?
Good one. I don't know if it made
it's not
the
on
list,
the thing,
but you know, it always struck me. Well, of course, I never watched it because somebody we used to work with, we just.
I hope that I'm never one of these people that y'all talk about that you used to work with.
We don't say.
God rest your soul.
I'm like, because, man, what do I need to bring y'all like today? A cupcake or, you know, something?
Food is always good. Again, what was that plate I haven't had? Was it ganache or something?
Ganache.
I don't know. Some macaroni thing.
Goulash.
Goulash.
there was just one thing on this show she wanted and couldn't have.
Bang!
The cut.
All right. On the most.
I see. That's funny. And in other news, Jay and Greg have officially lost their minds.
Oh, my God.
In the last 3 minutes of this show this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Greg is over there still turning red. I see the sun coming up on
really,
that end.
I really wanted to hear the list, well, but I don't know that we have time now.
Now that you're on the show, I have a reason to blush.
Oh, what's the overrated shows?
Ours.
Well, the one that came in number one on the list was Parks and Recreation.
I've never seen a full episode of that.
Neither have I. There's just something unlikable about that cast. I know show had fans. In fact, in Alabama, the show that we voted as most overrated was The Walking Dead. That's
wow.
That's one I could see, yes, being most overrated.
Yeah, I would give it that, too, yeah. I stopped watching that a long time ago.
It's the same thing over and over.
I've watched so many people grow up in the studio.
Yeah, they just dragged the thing. Oh, God.
In other news, Greg is reminiscing on young Joey's time when he started here and then, you know.
And now Jesse's time when she started here.
Young Jesse on the show.
Okay, and you both get to be pallbearers.
Okay, great. I hope I don't drop my end.
Let's do our grand prize drawing.
Let's do it.
Starting with the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Complete service on your vehicle to
17.
Number 17.